At the beginning of this new year, I'd like to extend my warmest greetings to you. Last September, I had the opportunity to visit the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii as monk for the first time. It was wonderful to have met with so many people at each temple, and I would like to extend my appreciation for everyone's warm hospitality. At Honganji in Kyoto, Japan, from October 1st, 2016, until this past May 31st, the commemoration on the accession of the Jodo Shinshu tradition was conducted with attendance of about 150,000 people from throughout Japan and our overseas sanghas. Since the days of our founder Shinran Shonin, for nearly 800 years, the Jodo Shinshu teaching has been cherished and carefully handed down to us today by our predecessors. Reflecting on this, I am truly grateful to have been able to recite the Nembutsu together with many of you who took part in the services, whether it be in person or through the internet. Being enabled to hear the working of Abhida Buddha's voice calling to us, we become aware of our true self, in which we have the difficulty of accepting things that as they are, and being caught up in our own selfish mindset. That is why it becomes all the more important that we continue to listen to the teaching of Amida. As we appreciate the Buddha's great wisdom and compassion, we are naturally guided to care for and aspire to live together with one another. In this year, let us continue to listen to the teaching while following the Nembutsu path together with everyone.